Something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Mara. I'm delighted to have Annie Kirwan on the line. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Hi, Trina. I'm really good.
I keep saying that I'm going to start running. Now, I can barely walk, but I keep saying I'm going to start running. And I've noticed, I don't know whether it's because of COVID or what, there are so many people that have gotten into running and people that I know that would have been really lazy before and they've really gotten into it. So tell me all about your business and what you do, Annie.
So I am co-owner of Reformation. We are a Pilates, yoga and meditation studio. But we also have a big running culture as part of our community as well. And you're right, people are out and running. And I think, I mean, for so long, it's all we could do. So we've definitely embraced it. And the same, my mother, who is, I won't say her age, but hasn't ran in 20 years, is back running. So like, we have definitely taken it by storm.
So how do we start, though? If you're somebody like me who wouldn't mind now getting into something like this, and also the fact that it's free is great. But how do you start from somebody who probably has terrible fitness to getting into running and to prevent injuries as well? What would your top tips be to take that first step?
Yeah, you're so right. Like, it's so accessible and it's free. And, you know, it's for so many people, it's such a great way to, you know, get fit. My top tip would be to keep it short and sweet. So with like any running injury, it's an injury of load. We're just doing too much too quickly and our body isn't ready for it. So just take it short and sweet, and we actually run much better over a short distance. So rather than, you know, trying to trudge through like 5K or 10K, think of 1K and like keep it really small, like split it up, and you're doing not so much sprints, like as in, you know, going 100, like the 100 meters, but that you're out of breath. You're just picking up the pace and then totally recovering and doing it again. And I mean, there's so many resources online, like, you know, Couch to 5K, like different running plans, and that, you know, you'll find one that works for you, but definitely short and sweet. And I would also say, like, one of the biggest tips I would say is running with somebody, because, you know, people would say, God, I hate running. And running is should be that you enjoy it and that it's really fun. Yeah. When you're running with somebody, it keeps you dedicated, it keeps you motivated, and you actually have the best chats when you're running. Like, I don't know what it is, just being out in the fresh air, but you just great conversations as well, and you really should enjoy it.
The only thing I find with that, Annie, anytime I agree to, you know, do something, an activity with somebody else, somebody always backs out at the last minute, and then you go, oh sure, I'll just sit at home and watch Love Island, do you know? So I think almost in a way you need to be committed to doing it by yourself no matter what, even if your friend pulls out and says they can't do it.
I 100% agree. So I write my running in my diary as if it's a meeting, because I'm inherently lazy. I'm a bit flaky, so I need to have it there as a commitment. I have it written down, and definitely, like, it's a bonus if someone's with you. But like you said, you keep that responsibility, but on yourself to do it.
Yeah. When it comes to the equipment that you need, I know you don't need equipment as such, but your running shoes are quite important, because I think there's a lot of people probably wearing the wrong footwear.
Yeah, there definitely is. So like, you can't go too wrong with, you know, Asics, Brooks, all the running shoes. We tend to outwear our runners. We might have them, you know, for 5 years. So a fresh pair is always good. And then we want to make sure that the feet and the bodies inside the runners are fresh. So it's almost like when you're running, you want your body to be like a pogo stick. So it's able to take load and be able to bounce along on the street. So running will give you, like, your running shoes will give you some capacity in that. But then you want to cross train your running. Now, I'm biased because I'm a Pilates and yoga instructor. But yoga and Pilates gives your body that bounceability, that pogo stickness. So you're being able to move the tissues, move the muscles, so that when you are out running, you do have the capacity to take the load, be flexible as well. So shoes definitely are important, but the body in the shoes is important as well.
Okay. Now, a lot of runners complain about knee problems. How can we prevent that from happening?
The knee is usually giving out because our feet or our hips or our core strength isn't where we want it to be. So with that, it'll be making sure that you take it easy, like we said, short and sweet in running. And also looking at, you know, your whole strength through your body. So between, you know, running coaches, physios, strength and conditioning coaches, Pilates coaches, there's so many people that will give you the information you need on that and to be able to build up strength to support your body while you're running.
So how many minutes would you say to run for before taking a break, just so that you don't overdo it?
It depends where you're starting, but I mean, I'm
a big we're starting
fan
from the very bottom, Annie.
So, I am a big fan of 15-minute runs. I'm running for years and I still do this because I find actually it just, you can't make, you know, too many excuses. You just go out and just run. So 15 minutes, you could break that up like walk, run the first 5 minutes, then you're maybe pushing yourself for like 2 minutes, taking a break, then running again for another 2 minutes, and then walk, run at the end. So like take it really, really slow to begin.
And if you feel wrecked the next day, is that normal or have you done some damage?
You're definitely like going to feel, you know, like you've worked because you have worked if you've gone out and done a run. If your recovery is taking, you know, 3, 4, 5 days, I would say do less. So, I mean, a soreness like a DOMS in your legs the next day or usually 2 days after is fine, but you should be recovering from it and it should be getting easier as you go along.
Can I ask you, do you know what causes, and I get this quite a lot, I don't run now, but even from walking, the shin splints, and I remember getting them even in school and everything. What causes that?
There's like many reasons. It's usually tightness in around the muscles of your shins. And again, you would look at what your feet and what your hips are doing, that why they're taking so much load.
Right.
So it's the same advice is, like, definitely talk to a physio or, you know, an expert in that to make sure that you're not doing anything untoward to your body. But then it's when you're running, just making sure that the load is enough or you're able to be able to manage it.
Yeah.
I have a tip for anyone before they start to go out running. Now, it's going to sound a bit mad, but trust me on this, is before you go out the door, rather than, you know, start running, is to tap your body. So with your palm, tap your body from like literally head to toe, so around your shins, around your calf, up your legs, across your tummy, down your arms. By doing that, you're giving information from your muscles up to your brain and then letting your brain communicate back down to your muscles. So you're tapping into your nervous system. And it is such a simple, weird for definite, but amazing way to activate your body before you go out running. I honestly, like, I run up the canal most days and I say people think I'm mad because even halfway through my run, I'll stop and start doing that. But you'll notice a difference.
Oh, wow. And tell me this much, is it good for weight loss, do you think?
Yeah, 100% it is. For me, I really like try to leave that to the side when I'm running because there's so much joy in running and like it just improves your mood. If you've ever been, you know, sitting at home and feeling a bit bored, and I think we all know that kind of frustrated feeling of being like, you know, in lockdown. If you go out and run, even for like 5 minutes, you'll notice such a difference in your mood. And it also takes you off, you know, off our phones where we're just sitting there like scrolling. I always say, you know, if you go out for 15 minutes, what would you have done for that 15 minutes? Otherwise would have sat on your phone. So it's just a nice way to make the most of it. It definitely is great for weight loss, but I would say that like that's way down the list of the benefits of it.
Right, right. I'm always talking on this show about bras and big boobs and a good sports bra is all you need, isn't it, when it comes to running if you've got a bit going on in the chest area.
I unfortunately have the opposite problem. So,
do you? You see, I give myself two black eyes if I was to go over a run.
So I have been asked this before. And for my research, there is a Lululemon bra that's supposed to be absolutely amazing. It is something that, you know, if you Google it, there are so many forums. This is like, the research has been done by people on the best bra. I am definitely not your expert on that.
Okay. So how can we get in touch with you if we want to have a look at any tips or anything that you might have? Are you on all the social medias and that?
Yes, on all social media. So it's reformation.ie. And we have some pre-running stretches, post-running stretches up on our Instagram, and we have on-demand classes on running. So there's a whole multitude of things there for running and helping you get up and running.
Fantastic. Okay, Annie Kirwan, thank you very much. We'll get up
thank
off our backsides
so
now and we'll attempt it. And we'll let you know how we get on. Thanks a million, Annie.
Thanks a million.
See you now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.